Welcome back to the A-Suite Podcast. We are UCLA Anderson MBA students bringing you the best insights on industry deep dives, the MBA experience in general, and so much more. Now, today we have our very own executive audio director, Alyssa, and her husband, Jack, on the podcast to talk about life at Anderson for significant others. Anderson has a wonderful community for partners, and it was a big factor in their decision to come to Los Angeles. Let's dive right in.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another exciting episode of the A-Suite Podcast. I'm Katie, and I'm so pumped to be chatting with two of my favorite Anderson folks. So we've got a married couple today. That's right, folks. We are talking to Alyssa Donovan and Jack Browning. Jack here is one of my fellow first years at Anderson. Alyssa is a very special category of what we call SIGOs, stands for significant others. All MBAs have different ways of referring to the plus ones. Anderson calls them SIGOs. Alyssa is actually like our executive audio director for this podcast. So everyone who's listening to this, all of our other episodes, they're because of Alyssa and her amazing talents at audio editing. We're super excited just to talk about the couple's experience at Anderson, what it's like for the SIGOs, what it's like for the partnered student. But we'll just kick it off with some intros. Jack, why don't you tell us a bit about why you decided to come to Anderson and get an MBA?
Sure. So Alyssa and I'll spoil it. We both grew up in New Jersey. We both went to Rutgers. We met during our undergrad. We'd both been living and working in New York for the last 5 years before I had applied to business school. I wanted to come to business school. I was working a bit in data analytics, wanted to move into more of a tech role, and was really interested in being in a big city. So it was really came down to New York and Los Angeles, having grown up on the East Coast, having done a lot of the New York thing already, really wanted to see what Los Angeles looked like for the both of us. But Alyssa also gave me the ultimatum that I am going nowhere colder than New York. So that wrote off, 70% of the business schools I would have thought about applying to, and really left me with a couple on the West Coast, a couple in the Southeast, and Los Angeles ended up working best for both of us kind of holistically. And I'm really stoked to be here.
That's amazing. And what career-wise, what's your corner of Anderson that you're pursuing?
Sure. So I'm mostly going in the tech direction, looking either to get into product management, product strategy, or perhaps staying a bit more on the ops side of things, but moving into the strategy side of that.
Awesome. And where did you work before Anderson?
Yeah, so just before Anderson, I was at JP Morgan. I was working in data analytics for the anti-money laundering team. Before that, I was at Sotheby's, where I managed the inbound doc staff. So I had a team of—
That's right. Now, I know many of you may not know Jack. Those who do, you're very lucky. He's one of the most stylish, coolest people at Anderson. Plays in a band, just overall great fashion. Dressed up like Harry Styles for our Oscar party. And worked at Sotheby's, which is like famous auction house with just amazing art and all sorts of like culture. So he's cool. Well, Alyssa, tell us about you. And so what did you do before moving to LA? What was it like when you found out that Jack wanted to go to business school and you're moving across the country? How did it all go down?
I mean, I was really pushing for LA because I am a video editor, and I thought that I could just like slot right into the culture out here, maybe get into film or television. I had previously been working at MSNBC in New York, and I wanted to get out of news and focus more on, I don't know, maybe like a Batman film or television show. I happen to like Batman, everybody.
Yes, Alyssa is a big fan. So how did it come up that you got involved in the podcast?
I think Jack maybe showed me something in Slack before I was allowed onto the Slack that there was an opening, and I you know, I was interested in learning more about audio sides. And I would like to also say that Jack and I are in the same house. We just wanted to, I know that audio has been a constant learning curve here. So I wanted to try and make it easier for myself later when I'm editing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the struggles. We're like so excited to finally be able to be together in person, but then with the podcast, it actually sounds better if we're still on Zoom.
Right. So we're working on it. We're gonna find that magic. Like it's gonna happen soon.
Yeah. So Jack, you saw something and you were like, oh, this is perfect for Alyssa. And like, did you know before you started school that like SIGOs are encouraged to get super involved, or were you just kind of going for it and assuming like, oh, these people are nice, they'll be welcoming? Like how was your thought process there?
Bit of column A, bit of column B. I knew, I had talked to John, I believe, a little bit, who's also from New Jersey, so shout out the Garden State. Mm-hmm. But he had also mentioned that he was trying to get a podcast put together. And I said, well, listen, if you need someone to edit it to make everything actually happen, my wife is very qualified to get this done. And so from there, I think he posted like, if anyone wants to edit it, and I told Alyssa to like get involved there and to go for it. But to answer the other half of your question, something that we both really liked about Anderson was that they do encourage SIGOs to get involved. Alyssa has joined a couple of clubs, which is not always possible at different business schools. And so just being able for her to move across the country, leave everyone that she knew behind to follow me to business school, but to be able to get tapped in to the entire Anderson network was really important for us. So she wasn't just like hung out to dry while I ran around and did different case competitions, recruited indefinitely, and, you know, did all of the other business school stuff.
I've also actually helped Jack with the Lost Abroad team that he's working with. I edited some of their video game footage for a competition.
So that is my BCO project. BCO is the business creation option.
Option, I'm pretty sure.
Option, sure.
We never call it by its real name.
So that is in, that is one of the two capstone options. The other one is AMR, which involves really doing like a consulting project for an existing company. Instead of doing that, I opted to work on my own company, which I'm doing with a few of my fellow classmates. And we are making a video game that kind of sits at the intersection of Duolingo and Animal Crossing. So it's a way to, in an immersive world, learn a language and to use the skills that you would actually use when you're talking to someone in the game to practice what you're doing. And so we had a couple of gameplay demos. We were trying to enter into a few different casing competitions to get a bit of money to keep us going. And Alyssa was able to edit those videos for us. We won the NAP competition earlier this year, which was awesome.
It's a big deal.
I'm not gonna say it's a big deal. She said it was
big. It's a big deal.
So we're really stoked on it. Hoping to have a bit more gameplay going forward, some more things for Alyssa to edit, and we're going to be taking that through next year.
Yeah, it's so great. Like, honestly, some of my favorite people have been SIGOs, not classmates, and I've talked to other friends who've just gotten their MBAs at other schools, and it's the same thing. Like, and the partners are able to make friends as well. So, like, you know, I know Alyssa better than I know Jack because we work on the podcast together. And like, I'm sure there's other people as well that like Alyssa has become better friends with than Jack within the class. And it's totally just normal and you're part of the community and it's really awesome. Like, I actually love hanging out with all the wags, the wives and girlfriends of Anderson, like super fun.
I like hanging out with you too, Katie.
And Alyssa, for you, like what you said, you joined a few clubs. Like, what was that process like?
So I joined the Wellness Club, Creatives Club, Joint Ventures Club, and the Golf Club. And the Golf Club has definitely been the best club that I have joined. Jack isn't much of a golfer, so I've been really able to meet a lot of different people who I can go golfing with. other non-SIGOs. Like, for example, I get golf lessons with Suesh every Tuesday. And the process to join clubs was really easy. And I was able to join Anderson Slack, which has been so useful.
Getting on Slack, which is our like internal communications. How does it feel like jumping in?
I feel so clued in now. I felt like I was kept asking, hey, Jack, is there anything going on? I felt like I was really bothering him in the beginning when I didn't have Slack. But now I can look at all the Ander pups and Ander cats by myself. I don't have to keep that bothering Jack about it. And I've definitely posted our cat Harley on Ander Cats multiple times.
Everyone needs to know Harley.
Alyssa's also too modest to mention it, but she did design our, I believe, shirts, hats, and fanny packs for this year.
Just the fanny packs.
Just the fanny packs?
Mm-hmm. For Creatives Club.
At the least, there are some designs that she has worked on that, you know, as a SIGO, we're able to make it into the actual repertoire of what we're producing this year.
Oh, I love that. I want one. I'm in creatives at Anderson.
Get one.
Great. So going back to the beginning of your relationship, I just love asking couples this. So like when Harry met Sally, when they're interviewing people. So how did you guys meet? You mentioned it was in New Jersey a long time ago, but do you have a meet cute story?
Picture it. 2009, New Jersey basement. I see a man with a bright orange sweatshirt. It's Jack.
Why were you in this basement?
It was a party during a winter break.
It was my freshman year, her sophomore year. We both had a mutual connection, someone that she knew through the meteorology department and someone who sort of adjacently had a relative that I had gone to high school with. And we had both ended up at this party. And it was, I guess it was kind of like a meet cute where we were, you know, a bit just like, oh, hello, how are you? And then we had had it ended up that we had a class in the spring semester together. So that was really like, we had met at the party, but then for a whole semester, we got to sit next to each other in the Ooh. Water planet, which was lovely.
Wow. I can imagine it. You guys must have been just the cutest couple on campus. And did you know then, Jack, that like the MBA was in your future?
No, 0%.
Yeah, I didn't know until I didn't know either.
I was a French and history major. I was mostly focused on playing in a band. When I got out of my undergrad, I did that for about 2 years before I got a real desk job. So an MBA was actually like rather far from where my head was at the time. At
Jack 18. Almost went to business school earlier too, but then talked himself out of it.
It's also true.
Really?
Yeah. So I was thinking of applying, I guess. So I applied to be in class of 2022. I was also thinking about it really heavily for the year before, but then was like, you know what? Like, I'm not sure that's really where I want to be at. I'm going to, you know, not do that and instead try to just pivot on my own. Spent another like 6 to 8 months doing that unsuccessfully, feeling like I think if I got my MBA, I'd be able to really leverage my skills a bit better. And mm-hmm. so ultimately went and did it.
Yeah. It's such a weird process applying, and that the time where you don't know like where the next 2 years of your life is going to be. And for me, you know, I was a single person applying, and like I don't have a pet. Like there was nothing that was, you know, other being that I had to account for in my decision-making process, or like with my timeline of, you know, okay, well, I'll take the test, and then, you know, it lasts for 5 years. So I can just start applying when I feel ready. I imagine it's just different when you have to account for someone else's career and life and all of that. And so when you did start like for class of 2021, deciding to do it, Alyssa, like how did you feel with kind of the unknown of, well, we might be moving, we might not, maybe next year. And how was that for you?
I was was all for it. I needed a change. Like I said, I wanted to get out of news. So I was like, let's do it. The only thing that I was really apprehensive about was leaving my family. I'm really close with them. So that was the only thing I was kind of worried about.
Yeah. And it's definitely tougher to like go visit where it was like the last year.
Yeah.
I want to know what has been like the biggest surprise or challenge for you, Alyssa, being the CIGO, and just experiencing business school, as like the addition, the plus one, what like versus your expectations versus reality, how did that differ?
Well, I was surprised when we were going to business schools that everywhere people were saying that the grades don't matter. That surprised me the most because I was a science major. So it was just like mind blowing to hear that grades did not matter at all.
Yeah, one takes a lot of time to get used to also. Like I feel like the first quarter we come in and we're like, gotta get the best grade in accounting possible. And then just slowly your effort declines as you realize like, okay, grades actually don't matter. But at the beginning, it's hard to get over that.
I would say another thing that really surprised me was also everyone was preparing me saying like, hey, you're never going to see your CIGO. They're just going to be busy all the time. And then, you know, the pandemic hit and we've been seeing each other constantly. But I mean, he's busy a lot of the time. So we do try and make time for each other. I think that's very important. We try to always have at least one meal together and really enjoy our time and really focus and be present and talk to each other.
What about you, Jack, from coming in with this to go?
I think really also just that like idea of, yeah, you're never going to see your wife. And then it being like, I'm only seeing my wife fundamentally because of the pandemic. But I'll also say that on the flip side, that I think that that has been an extra challenge during COVID, where I know many of my like single classmates are living with at least one, maybe two roommates. And so their networks really collide a lot more frequently. They're seeing a lot of the same people and they're going out and being part of more stuff. Whereas, you know, my network at home, and especially during COVID, has really been Alyssa and I living together and doing our own thing. And so it has meant that in order to go out and meet or see people, it really takes an additional level of effort from me. Mm-hmm. Whereas in perhaps a more normal year, I'd be on campus, I'd be doing a bit of that more frequently, and it would be more challenging for me to get back and see Alyssa. So that was a really big difference, because I think I got accepted to UCLA on March 10th. And then on March 14th, everything went on lockdown and I have not seen anyone since.
So. Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. It's so interesting because I feel so similarly. I'm a single gal at business school, and it's the extra effort you have to put in with the situation that we experience school in. Like, even though like I'm single and like desperately want to like meet people and go out there, it's still like this extra effort of like, okay, well, how, you know, I'm not running into people. So I'm going to have to DM, I'm going to slide into somebody's DMs to go get coffee with them. It's very different experience.
So to that point, Katie, as a married man, it's very awkward to slide into one of my female classmates' DMs to say like, hey, do you want to get coffee? I'm very much not single and I'm very much hitting you up because I think you're super cool and I'd like to hang out with you. But like, it's been a long time since I've slid into someone's DMs. It's like a very foreign and strange experience for me.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's weird all around. Like, it's all so strange. Like, you know, I feel the same if there's someone who's in a, you know, not a single man, and I think like I want to network with them or just like hang out with them because they seem fun. It's like, hey, like, do you want to grab dinner? This is totally just because we're classmates. Do you want to? Like, it's very uncomfortable sometimes, but everybody is pretty nice about it. So yeah. And definitely been jealous of the folks with partners already going into the pandemic, because man, no one wants to do a FaceTime date, even though there's probably like there's probably benefits to it. So there's a club, there's the Joint Ventures Club, which I love the name. It's very clever. How involved are you guys with that versus just like meeting people through other things and like the programming for couples versus more casual stuff?
I think in the beginning, we were way more involved with joint ventures.
I think part of it is also a lot of the joint ventures things, like most clubs, are definitely best done in person.
Oh yeah.
And it's a bit challenging to say like, okay, well, we're all going to get on a Zoom, but then there's two people per computer trying to get on and chatting about, you know, kind of something. Whereas if instead you're able to have like a cookout, which I think was the kickoff for the Joint Ventures Club last year, then the SIGOs can kind of talk to each other about their shared experience. The Anderson students can talk about their shared experience, and it's a bit more organic.
Yeah.
And so that, I mean, has been sort of the theme of my first year of my MBA, is the lack of organic opportunity to chat with anyone. And so yeah. I think that also plays itself out in the Joint Ventures Club. But I know Hila is the president next year, and I think she's really trying to really do a lot more with it. So look out
for programming. Yeah, it'd be great to have a day where just all of the Anderson people with cute babies bring them and I can go play with them. I would totally come to that Joint Ventures event.
Have you joined the Ander Babies group on Anderson Slack?
Oh no, but I'm going to do that immediately after this. I'm in Ander Cats, which is very important to me.
Zach was the creator of Ander Cats.
I remember that. I remember one of the first things I talked to Jack about in the very beginning was fostering kittens. Because he was like, anyone have information about fostering cats in LA? And I was like, oh, I don't, but I would love to do that. So love it. And when you got admitted or when you were interviewing, et cetera, do you talk to any other people with SIGOs or married couples? And how were those conversations?
Yeah, that was something that I tried to do at all of the schools that I was applying to, was to get the perspective of not just people who were maybe going into the same fields that I was looking into, but also who were coming from the same kind of background that I was coming from. And so at Anderson, I talked to a few people who had significant others, and they liked that they were able to get involved kind of at almost all levels. So SIGOs at Anderson can do basically anything but serve on the board of professional clubs, if I'm recalling correctly. I think they can even get board member positions of non-professional clubs, but perhaps we can check me on that. But they're able to get very involved.
Yeah, I know Aria is a VP in the wine club.
Oh, that's right. That's right. She is the VP of, I think, SIGO Connections or something like that.
Perfect.
But so yes, there's definitely a lot of opportunities for SIGOs to get really involved and to like join into the Anderson network. And so, you know, as people who moved 3,500 miles to a city where we knew, I think, three people total, it was really big for Alyssa to be able to jump into everything that was going on and to really be a part of that. So I was really glad to hear that from the people I had spoken with.
Same.
So Alyssa, one of the benefits of Zoom school has been that you're like nearby for all of this learning. You're getting like a free tuition basically. So I wanted to know what like have been the best things you've overheard or your favorite classes to sit in the room when Jack is taking them.
Well, hands down, it's got to be brand management.
It's brand management with Amy Drolet Rossi, and she has like a whole brand unto herself. But every week she puts on a different costume. There's a different theme. She has a different dance for the theme song. It's an entire experience. And so every week, Alyssa and I, with bated breath, log into the class to see what she's wearing, how she's dancing. So
what's the song?
Brand management is a whole experience.
Wow. That's just, I have not had a class with her. I've heard that it's a super fun class because of those reasons. Anything where you listen and you're like, God, business school sounds terrible. Like, I don't want to listen to that.
No, I don't think so.
Alyssa definitely used to listen in on either finance or accounting.
Oh, yeah.
And would definitely just fall back asleep. Like I had it in the morning. I could sit down, I could put it on, wake her up, and then she would just like fall
back.
That
sounds like me in those classes.
And I know that I could also audit some of these classes if I wanted to. So maybe I will take brand management, or maybe the class where John Lee got to talk to Whoopi. That sounds like that.
I think there is like an entertainment marketing class that ends up talking to a lot of the executives at all the different marketing, all the different.
Yeah, and I'm going to take that next year. So if you take it, we would be in it together.
I'll think about it.
That sounds great. You should definitely audit a class. And so I'm in a lot of entertainment classes and there's always a bunch of auditors in there. And then just at UCLA in general, like we're both in the entertainment world. I want to take some of the theater film school classes. So some people have been in screenplay classes this year, screenwriting, there's producing classes, acting classes, all kinds of good stuff.
I know improv classes are fairly popular. I'm also talking with a few people about maybe taking like an intro to music theory class so we can use the music rooms a bit to jam. So there's a lot of opportunities for that.
All right. So last question, just something fun. I always like to end my podcast chats with a weird segment. Alyssa knows because she edits them all. So this one, I was thinking we do New York versus LA, since you two have now spent some time in both of them. So I'll just say something and you guys shout out New York or LA, which one you'd prefer that activity in. Okay.
Let's go. Yep.
And imagine LA like more normal. Like, I know it's hard.
Before the pandemic, I spent, I think, 72 hours in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
so I have
it's
a
tough.
Very, very limited capacity to answer, but I will do my best to be impartial.
All right. Taking a walk.
LA.
I don't know. I love our park nearby, our Brooklyn apartment.
There's always something in bloom in Los Angeles, and so it's always very nice.
I just happen to be allergic to a lot of it, so I'm gonna say New York.
Also, is the smell of concrete.
The jasmine is blooming right now. It smells incredible. Shout out to Jasmine, it's doing a lot of work.
Yeah, thank you, Jasmine. Eating outside at a restaurant.
LA.
Yeah, I mean, just sort of year round, it's better in LA. However, I think they did a lot of work over the pandemic to make New York outside eating a bit more amenable, more heat lamps and things like that. They made the outside.
You're still eating next to trash bags. Like, I saw so many pictures of,
or like them eating in the snow, or
yeah,
like,
you're, it's snowing and then all the trash is right there.
So LA for sure.
All of these are very true.
Going to a concert.
I'm going to take New York only because I've been to one concert in LA. It was the My Chemical Romance reunion show, which is very cool to be at. However, I've like been playing shows in New York for the last like 10 years of my life. I've got kind of a very soft spot in my heart for the New York music scene.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say New York, but tentatively LA once more things open up, which should be soon, hopefully.
Watching a Batman movie. Which city would you rather be in?
Well, I mean, we did purchase our first TV when we moved out here because we did not have any space for a TV in our New York apartment. So I'll say LA.
Yeah, if I'm comparing our apartments, I'll take LA as well. However, yeah. If you want to be like in the gritty city, you know, you want to get like,
I was going to say Gotham is basically New York.
Gotham's going to be New York. So.
Yeah, but yeah. They have all of the Batmobiles at Warner Brothers in LA, so.
And the lot.
This is the origins of Batman. Favorite, like, fast food or, like, quick to grab food in both cities that you've found so far?
Native Foods is a good place near campus that we have enjoyed. Also Blazin' Burgers, but that's way out in Burbank and it's been annoying to get to, but very good.
Okay, I haven't tried that one.
Monty's is kind of like a vegan In-N-Out. They have one like downtown K-Town kind of area, or to give everyone else a little bit of context, we're both vegetarians, so we're going to be very skewed towards that.
Yeah, me too. Actually, all three of us are. It's a very special podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Beyond Meat. Just kidding. No, it's not, but we are available if they want to sponsor us.
But in New York, I'll say, there's a lot of great pizza that's really easy to grab. It takes almost no time and almost no thought. Bagels also are a big, like, easy, quick to grab thing. Lots of vegan pizza in New York as well that we've also had a lot of great times with. I think Los Angeles is a great place to get fast food kind of takeout if you're okay with eating meat, because a lot of the taco trucks I found, they really bill themselves on all of the different kinds of meats that you can eat at them. And then the vegetables are just the vegetables. So I feel like I can't really comment on that for the full spectrum of humanity. But I think definitely like burgers and fries, vegetarian wise, have been really great out here. But there's lots of other stuff that I like in New York as well.
I want to go to Monty's with you guys. That sounds amazing. Okay, we're planning that. All right. Well, thank you both so much. This has been such a pleasure. Anything else like you'd like to either plug personally, if you've got any side hustles going on, or last kind of bits of advice or thoughts for anyone listening who might be coming to business school with us to go?
Sure. In terms of plugs, Play Lost Abroad, we're coming out with the Alpha soon. Also, I am working to import a lot of natural Georgian wine. So if you have any interest in wine, let's go.
Neglected to talk about Jack's whole like foray into European business, which I did want to get into. Maybe we'll have to do it another time. But soon he'll be like a European business tycoon.
Fingers crossed. Drink natural wine. It's way better for you. You get less hungover. And then I think in terms of if you're coming to business school with a CIGO, Los Angeles is a great place to do it. There's lots of places where they have great business schools, but nothing else to do. And they're often also very cold. So Los Angeles has none of those problems. And I'll say also just be very intentional about knowing when you can and when you can't spend time with your CIGO and trying to really maximize the time that you do get. So if there are things that you can do while you're busy that don't involve your CIGO, to get them done then. Alyssa and I, before coming to business school, we had schedules where she was working nights, I was working days. We saw each other about 4 hours a week between Monday and Friday. And so we got very good at prioritizing in that way. So just really knowing what you will and will not do with your CIGO, what they have fun doing. So getting all of that done without them and then doing things that you really like to do together.
Yeah, like when I want to talk about Grey's Anatomy, I know to call Katie and not talk to Jack about it.
That's right.
I would say for CIGOs, other CIGOs in Anderson have been very welcoming. As an adult, it's harder to make friends, but here it's been really easy. And just yesterday I texted a fellow CIGO and we went on a Hollywood sign hike, and I've just also been able to lean on them when Jack is also really busy. If you need anything edited, hit me up.
Alyssa is available.
Just hit me up on Slack.
Well, thank you both so much. This has been fun. We're going to get burgers at Monty's. I'm going to come hang out with Harley. And thank you all for listening. And we'll catch you next time. A-Sweet Podcast.
And there you have it. I'm super glad that Jack and Alyssa decided to come to Anderson. Now, without them, this podcast might not have existed. And hey, if you're a prospective student with a partner, hopefully you feel a little more confident that UCLA is a great place for the both of you. Now, if you enjoyed this episode or if something resonated with you, tell us about it. Send us an email at theasweetpodcast@gmail.com, or better yet, leave us a review on your favorite podcast app and tell your friends all about the A-Suite. Big shout out to today's host, Katie Schiff, our executive producer, Jody, and of course, our executive audio director, Alyssa. Thank you all so much for listening today, and we'll see you next time here on the A-Suite Podcast, signing off.